And here comes Ellie right now. So we'll get the headset on him here momentarily and get a chance to meet the newest Predator. He's been through the car wash, done a lot of pictures. He has done some interviews, and now here he is on the radio. Ellie, thank you very much for joining us here, and welcome to the Nashville Predators.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, this has, I'm sure, been a whirlwind for you these last couple hours here, watching and waiting for your name to be called. And so always a fun question to ask. What was your first reaction when you heard your name called? And I'm sure you had a lot of people around you that you care about. What was that like?
It was kind of a relief and kind of like exciting moment, same time, and be here. It's a great, like I said, it's just a great feeling and just the experience with my mom and dad and all my brothers. So, I mean, it just feels unbelievable.
So, if you will, put the microphone a little closer to your mouth so we can hear you a little clearer. But you said you had all of your family here. They were able to make it over from Finland?
Yeah. Yeah, all my two brothers and my mom and dad.
Wow, that's exciting because you've been playing over here in North America for the last couple of years. How much have they had a chance to be around you and watch you play here the last couple of seasons?
Not that much. Actually, when I moved here 2 years ago, my mom and dad came with me. They lived 4 months in USA, but I mean, after that, not much. Like, they came for World Juniors in Montreal this winter, but that's about it.
It's a big commitment that you make when you leave your home country to come over here and play. So what went into that decision? Why did you decide to come over here when you did to pursue your dream?
I mean, just to finish junior hockey wasn't good enough. And just the USHL, it's such a great great league. There's a lot of good players. And just a great hockey. I mean, I learned a lot in past 2 years. So, I mean, it was just a great organization. And, I mean, it's just a great play in the USHL. And just to learn the kind of smaller rink game, too.
Ellie, over here, the Preds fans obviously listening really want to know because it's something that really was talked about so much during the playoffs, during the Stanley Cup final. You spoke about it at the podium. What was it like to watch the scene in downtown Nashville, seeing thousands upon thousands of fans outside being excited about hockey and obviously the atmosphere? How does that excite you knowing you're coming to Nashville for that?
I mean, I watched those games when the Nashville played at home, and I was like, one day I wish I could play there. And I mean, the whole crowd was yelling, and I mean, the atmosphere was unreal. You can feel it. I was watching the TV and I was like kind of feeling it, and I mean, it's just unbelievable to be a part of the Nashville organization, and I mean, they have the best fans in the league. So I mean, I'm pumped.
He's already doing a great job right here. So another one of those things too is catfish has been a prominent thing. I'm sure you saw that talked about.
Yeah,
as well.
I did.
Are catfish in Finland? Are you familiar with catfish the fish, or any kind of traditions like that over in Finland?
Not really. No, I'm not familiar with the catfish though yet. But I mean, I can do that too.
Yeah, there's time. There is certainly time for that. So Ellie Tolvanen is with us, first-round pick from the Nashville Predators. And Ellie, there's quite a history of great Finnish players for the Predators. Of course, Pekka Rinne, the headliner. Jussi Saros is a great up-and-coming player. Mika Salamaki, going back a few years, captain Kimmo Tiiminen. I'm sure you follow a lot of these guys growing up in Finland. A lot of players have come over here and made a name for themselves. Who are some of the players you enjoyed watching in Finland growing up?
When I was a little kid, Timo Selänne for sure. Like, he was a goal scorer, and I mean, just I'm a goal scorer too. I like scoring goals. So I mean, just watching Timo have a great career in NHL and score all those goals, and I mean, it was just unreal to watch him play. And I mean, Koivu brothers too. And now there's actually now a couple past 2 years there's Laine and Aho, and it's just unbelievable to watch all those Finnish guys like be the top players and you know all those teams.
Well, Timo Selänne scored a lot of goals against the Predators. I can tell you that. But the Predators have survived his career and have moved forward here. But as you mentioned, that is your skill set. You're a goal scorer. How did you learn? Where do you learn that to be a great shooter and a guy who can really, you know, shoot to score and be effective in doing that? Where'd you learn that skill?
I mean, just work hard a lot with my brothers. And I mean, after school, every day we went backyard and just shooting pucks. And I mean, just a lot of work. I've put a lot of work in my shot, and I mean, that's about it.
Ellie Tolvanen is with us. Jeremy Gover has made it back over here as we do the microphone shuffle. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Ellie, what is your plans for going forward? I know, obviously, every player wants to make the team straight out of the draft and all that, but what's kind of your kind of realistic plan going forward?
I mean, I have to work on still some stuff, and I mean, just spend like 1 year somewhere else and just work on those little things, and where I'm not, like, my weakness still, and I think I'm going to be ready at the NHL afterward 1 year and somewhere else.
And what was your experience like in the USHL? I mean, just because that league is really flourishing, and you've, you were a part of that for the last 2 years.
I mean, it's a great league. There's a lot of great players, and yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of draft picks from USHL, and it's a great developing league. There's a lot of young players and great coaching staff, and so I mean, it's cool to be a part of the USHL path.
And finally, for me at least, are you able to take in this whole experience? Is it a blur? What's the whole thing been like for you, or is it going to take a few days to really sink in?
Probably take like a couple days. I mean, just to kind of understand what just happened. I mean, this has been my dream since day one when I started playing hockey. I mean, but yeah, just to like kind of blurry still. But I mean, I think it's gonna be great.
All right, now Sioux City, I'm guessing, is not a city that a lot of us in Nashville have spent a lot of time in. What's the best thing about Sioux City playing there?
Best thing about Sioux City, movie theater.
Movie theater, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's $5 movies on Tuesdays. That was,
you can't beat that.
Every week we went with all the boys, and I mean, that was about it. That city, there's not much to do. I mean, there's a hockey rink, casino, and the movie theater.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have some great memories having played there. First place you go, you know, in the States is there. You'll have good memories, but hopefully there's some great memories to come in Nashville. And let me say, Ellie, you look great in gold. The brand new jersey that you're modeling here, it's looking pretty good. Congratulations on a great night. And welcome to Nashville. Can't wait to get you into the city, check it out, and watch you play with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, thank you.